Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
86 summers gone by, Bambino put a hex on the bean. We were living on a tear and a sigh. In the shadow of the Bronx machine.
This is a new song from James Taylor, a tribute to the Red Sox and their 86 years of futility before they finally won it all in 2004.
And it's not just any songwriter who can make game and regime rhyme, but Taylor does it in Angels of Fenway.
Oh, damn, their gang is outspending everybody 2-1. Picking up on the cream of the crop. And everyone's favorite son.
The song debuted yesterday, sadly not live, even though Taylor threw out the first pitch. Fans heard Angels of Fenway over the PA system just before the Bronx regime handed the Sox the final defeat in a 3-game weekend sweep.
Taylor sings about the Red Sox history and lore, about the curse of the Bambino and the fierce rivalry with the Yankees. And he offers a kind of prayer that was finally answered in 2004.
Angels of Fenway, give them peace. They have been patient. Red Sox Nation.
Angels of Fenway is on James Taylor's new album, Before This World, which comes out next month. And we want to know what you think. Love it? Hate it? Fear for the future of Sweet Caroline? Tweet us, Red Sox Nation. We're at Radio Boston.